This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish police continue looking for remains of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in a forest near Istanbul and at a rural location about 90 kilometers south of the city. In another development, Turkish authorities are denying that they have shared an audio recording of Khashoggi's murder with U.S. officials. Media reports say U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heard the recording earlier in the week when he visited Turkey. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has cast doubt that the Saudi journalist is still alive. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump doesn't say what led him to conclude that Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi is dead, but he does say it would be bad for the Saudis if they're found to have been involved.
Well, it'll have to be very severe. I mean, it's bad stuff. But we'll see what happens.
Trump adds he will respond based on the various investigations.
We're waiting for the results of about three different investigations, so we should be able to get to the bottom fairly soon.
Officials in Turkey say Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul by members of an assassination squad with ties to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The Saudis have dismissed those reports. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Pakistan is criticizing and downplaying rival India's acquisition of the Russian-made S-400 Triumph air defense system, claiming Islamabad can counter the threat. New Delhi recently signed a $5.4 billion deal with Moscow to purchase what experts believe is the most modern ballistic missile defense system available. India has said it needs the missile system that provides high-altitude protection from incoming missiles to bolster its defenses against China and Pakistan. Pakistan's foreign ministry, in an official reaction to the pact Friday, warned the purchase of the system will further destabilize strategic stability and lead to a renewed arms race in South Asia. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's election commission has postponed parliamentary elections for a week in the southern province of Kandahar following the assassination of two top officials, including a powerful police commander. With more, we get Kathy Gannon of the Associated Press.
The Election Commission decided today to postpone a parliamentary poll in the province of Kandahar following the attack yesterday at the governor's palace, where the police chief, Abdul Razik, was killed, where another top intelligence official was killed. Now, the reason for postponing polls was not because of security, at least according to the commission, but it was to allow for the funeral rites to take place.
The police commander was killed Thursday in the shooting incident during a visit of a top U.S. general in Afghanistan. American General Scott Miller was unharmed. The Pentagon said Friday that the United States and South Korea have suspended another major military exercise and a continued push for diplomacy. Chief Pentagon spokesperson Dana White said the two militaries would suspend their joint air exercise in order to give the diplomatic process every opportunity to continue. The decision was announced following trilateral talks among U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and his South Korean and Japanese counterparts. The defense ministers are in Singapore for an Association for Southeast Asian Nations defense ministers meeting. Mass street demonstrations are expected Saturday in Taiwan over growing anger against perceived bullying by its militarily and economically more powerful rival, China. The advocacy group Formosa Alliance predicts tens of thousands of people will gather for its demonstration in central Taipei. Some protesters are expected to push the Taiwan government for more action on China. The ruling Democratic Progressive Party is organizing its own demonstration in southern Taiwan, a party spokesman says. A former diplomat said Thursday that some American authorities' prejudice against China has resulted in groundless accusations on China, which is harming the U.S. relations. Charles Freeman is an American diplomat who worked as the main interpreter for Richard Nixon during his 1972 visit to China. He believes that the Bloomberg report accusing China of planting chips is groundless.
We have a group of people in power who do not understand China, who do not want to make the effort to understand China, who have preconceived ideas, who do not want to listen to facts.
Bloomberg Businessweek published an article on its website October 4th titled The Big Hack, How China Used a Tiny Chip to Infiltrate U.S. Companies. Freeman says he looks forward to future improvement of bilateral relations between the world's two biggest economies. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.